we go. All right, it's Gloucester Cast 363. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 of us today. So, what did you just do?
I invented something new.
You just put a pile of tiramisu directly into your coffee.
Yes.
Yes, like cheesy coffee.
Who does that?
I just discovered something.
It's a tiramisu coffee.
Tiramisu coffee.
I'm telling you.
My cafe.
It's a when
you go to Cafe Sicilia.
Tiramisu cafe.
I'll have the tiramisu
coffee, please.
The Irishman. The Irishman in Cafe Sicilia.
Oh, we need a little Jameson in there, though.
Hey. All right, let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Ralph DiGiorgio. Happy birthday, Joe. Here's a zucchini.
I'll cherish this zucchini.
Happy to see you.
How come that looks like an English cucumber?
It is an English cucumber.
Okay, Kim. All right, Kim.
Use your imagination.
You
really, Kim?
There you go.
Oh, artistic license. It's more fun with you just say
it is what you think.
It's a Japanese green bean. Good morning, Kim Smith.
Good morning, everybody. Paul Carey Goldberg here, Dockside. This
morning. Dockside. Good morning, Gloucester. And happy 29th anniversary to me and my wife.
Oh, is it really, really? Really?
It is really, really.
Yeah.
Yes, 29 years.
Bravo. Happy anniversary.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Good morning, Gloucester.
That was Pat Dalpiaz and Jimmy Dalpiaz. Jimmy's manning the phone, and he's been doing an excellent job. If anybody has any questions, we're happy to have our Facebook Live viewers and live
participate.
Allison Matero says, good morning to Ralph and Chris. Nothing to you, Joey.
Is Allison the one we met yesterday?
And Judy Middleness, I hope I'm saying it right here, she's watching and says hello.
I love the people that check in. Thank you so much.
And I love the people who check in and realize who actually makes a difference.
Moves the needle.
If Chris and I get up and walk out right now, what happens?
Plummets.
It shuts down.
Crash and burn.
Kim helps. Kim helps.
But don't worry, Kim will correct everybody when it comes to their vegetables.
Yes. Oh, and the birds and everything else. She has to make sure everybody is correct.
I didn't know if the viewers.
She has a talent.
That was very good. I would have said the
QC.
Same thing.
Yeah, she's quality control.
Quality control.
All of us idiots stay on the upright. Did you introduce yourself yet?
No, I'm not going to.
Oh,
she's
upset.
You're so mean.
Let's move right into our Q&A section. Kim, what kind of pepper is this?
What else are you going to pull out over there, Ralph?
Pepper or pepper?
Where are you getting all
this? I would like to thank Kim for the tiramisu.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's always my favorite.
This party.
I would like to thank Jimmy and Pat for bringing the Russell Orchard
cider donuts.
And the coffee.
I didn't see those.
Chris brought pastries from Cafe Sicilia. Ralph woke up early this morning and made breakfast boats
and brought in
stuffed potato skins
and brought a zucchini.
Can we have your recipe, Ralph?
Sure. Potato skins with scrambled eggs, peppers, onions, bacon, topped with the cheddar cheese, and scallions.
Oh.
And do you mix scooped out potato in there? No.
There's plenty of potato with the skin.
With the skin.
It's just pure. It's a scrambled egg.
It's all love
pepper,
in it.
Yep. Yeah. It's,
you put zucchini
and
or
I, and
cucumber?
I woke up at 2:25 this morning to make these for Joe.
And that would explain why Dave Allen is asking, why are you up before noon, Ralph? Dave Allen.
Oh, I forgot to show you.
What kind of potatoes are you using? Do you know, like, are they russet?
Are they
organic russet potatoes.
Okay, and then
because we're eating the skins. So
and you don't cook it. You cook it. Carlos.
So I actually make the potato skin first. So I bake the potato skin. Because if you just, the eggs would be totally.
So I made
the potato skins. After potato skins are complete, then I make the scrambled egg mixture with the potato. And all. I already pre-cooked up onions, the peppers, the bacon. Then I make the eggs, put it in there, top it with things, broil it for a couple minutes to melt the cheese.
Okay. All right.
So It's a nice easy
Ralph
breakfast
does not
drink.
Mess around.
No, and I want to make that for my family. They would love that.
I'm sure they would, yeah.
And that's a moment with our chef, Ralph.
You can wait till next week.
You can invite Ralph over. He'll make
it. And I'll just cook for you. Yeah, I'm up for hire.
Ralph's going to be cooking at my opening.
Oh,
I am?
Oh, yeah.
I am? Why, yes, I am.
Did we talk about this last week?
Absolutely not. But absolutely, I will. What is it that you would like at your opening, Joe?
Dave Allen says, how about lobster for silly?
Oh, well, that's Dave's favorite dish. I make that for Dave all the time at the Patriots game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So let's talk about your opening.
Let's talk
about
your
opening. Tell people when it is. They should know.
November 1st, next Friday.
Next Friday.
It's only six days away? 5-6 days away?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fantastic. And Ralph is going to make something. My sister's making something. Kate is making coleslaw. But we have also Craig. Barbecue guru. He's going to be doing pulled pork sliders.
I don't like him.
Where is
maybe
it?
Maybe we should lie about where it is.
At Cape Angie. At Cape Angie Clay.
Is Anna going to make her famous queso dip?
Oh, you know something? I got to talk to Anna because that is. She says it's super easy to make. It's delicious.
Okay.
I love her queso dip.
Her world.
I love her.
Well, I love queso.
But November 1st, and everybody's invited.
What time?
6 to 9:30, or 6:30 to 9,
okay.
Something like that. 6:30 to 9, I think we said.
Okay. Right.
But if you go to the show notes, there'll be a link to the invitation, and everybody's invited.
I don't like Craig. I went all the way to Ace Hardware yesterday to get my free ribs, and he was out. Because
what time did you go? Because I went after Madeline's soccer game and we got ribs.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
I went there at 2 and there were tons of ribs.
Yeah,
they probably saw you coming, Chris, and they basically said, we don't have any more.
Clean them out. No, the ones you got were in the barrel.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't wait in time for the ribs to come out of the barrel?
Well, no, they were going to be an hour. They weren't going to be done for an hour.
You can't. You have to wait for perfection. You just show up at a moment's
notice. It didn't
say
show up at Ace and wait for a rib. It said come to Ace.
Why didn't you go in there,
the
spend a few dollars, buy something, and then when
I
you
did.
Come out,
right. I did.
What'd you buy?
Super glue.
My bullshit meter just got pinned. The bullshit meter just pinned.
No, have a bullshit meter.
Yeah, we should have a bullshit meter.
I needed to sniff something while I was waiting for the ribs.
Oh, my God.
No, Craig, it was so popular.
I thought you were buying an anniversary gift at Ace Hardware.
He probably was.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing him?
Super
good. Yeah, he got her a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
He got Charlene
a vacuum cleaner and a new washer and dryer.
Yep.
Oh. No, I'm only kidding.
Some cleaning supplies.
Well, it lasted 29 years.
New pots and pans. New pots and pans. So we have that going on. So Cape Angie Clay is at 20 Maplewood Ave. If you just go to the show notes and.
And it's posted at the top of the blog.
I have it. I have it
stickied
at the top of the blog. I had Craig's thing stickied up until this morning, and then I swapped it out.
The place with no ribs.
Yeah. The place with no ribs. We're gonna have killer pulled pork sandwiches. So Paul Carey Goldberg is with
Paul,
us.
Paul,
first time on the podcast.
Yes.
Oh really?
But we've been pimping his stuff for years.
Yeah.
And
justifiably, deservedly so.
Of course, of course. Well, of course they are. So tell me what's happening with your new book and what the book's all about.
Well, the book started in 2007, believe it or not.
Wow.
And it finally got published by a publisher in Amsterdam, and just got released about 2-3 weeks ago. So I'm celebrating and thanking everybody in Gloucester for being Gloucester, and inviting everybody down to St. Peter's Club Sunday, November 3rd from 3 to 5 for food and drinks and cheese and party. We got music. Kathleen Adams and Steve Lacey and two other people are going to be playing music all afternoon.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Corned beef.
It's just an open house.
Corned beef and cabbage.
There'll be ribs, but I don't know if there'll be enough for you.
So when you started this in 2007, was it Maria's Cafe Sicilia?
No, this was Paolo and Anna. And it was the last 2 years that they were owners.
Okay.
And it was not intended. It was never an intended project. It started.
And is this both cafes?
It
or
is. It covers mostly the transition after Paul and Anna sold the cafe.
Okay.
Before Maria and Nina expanded it.
And who are the owners of it right now?
Maria Cracchiolo and Nina D'Amico.
Oh, it's
Nina.
Are they sisters?
No.
Maria is Nina's daughter.
Oh, okay.
So it's Dominic and Nina are mom and dad, and Maria and Giuseppe are husband and wife. And I just think it's great that a Sicilian couple sold it to another Sicilian family. And the traditions and the people continue. And the book is a documentation of life in this little corner cafe. And there's so much life in there. It's just astounding.
It is amazing. It takes you back.
You don't think you're in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in Italy. You're
right,
in Sicily.
When you walk in there, you don't feel like you're in America.
Yeah. Right. If you go there at 6:30 in the morning, you hear nothing but Sicilian being spoken.
Joe, that's where I got your cannoli birthday cake last year with the cannolis all around the perimeter.
Oh, my God. Is that something that's normally on their menu, or did you describe what you wanted?
Actually, no. They make it. That's their signature cakes. Yeah. And you have to order it. It's not sitting on the shelf.
Right. Amazing.
That thing is absolutely amazing.
So was it a cake and then?
So it's a cake with
right.
You know, and it's got cannoli
standing upright.
Right, and it's cannolis around the soldiers around the
chocolate chips
on it. I have a picture.
It's pretty fabulous.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's where I got these today. And I wish I, you know, could pronounce the Italian names for them, but all I know is it's a little regatta pie. It's
cornetto.
Is that what you call
cornetto?
Lobster tail?
It's a cornetto.
Yeah, which we call lobster tail.
No, lobster tail is different. You've got to try the lobster tail.
I've tried the lobster tail. I thought
lobster
that's what this
like,
is.
No,
oh,
it's, big
it's bigger.
It's got the ricotta cheese in it.
Okay.
This has cream in it.
And then these are like donuts filled with regatta.
Yeah.
And then this thing, she said, is filled with regatta and chocolate chips.
Yeah, it's
so
killer.
I mean, she kept describing them. Yeah, okay, give me one of those. I went in there to get a coffee, and I came out with this. But
this
is
part of his Waken 365 program.
What happened in the 2 days?
And Joe, by the way, on the way home, you have to stop and pay his bill. You didn't have any money on it.
Brenda Grimes Davis says hello.
Hey!
All
we need now is Joey Foote to complete the circle, because Brenda and Paula, Ryan O'Brien, all are consistent viewers.
Well, Brenda Grimes Davis says hello, but she's given two thumbs up to Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy?
Steve Lacy's a great jazz guitarist, a young cat. He lives right across the street from the cafe, actually.
Oh, and
he's
going
to be, right next to Sarkin's studio.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to be playing
at
your event.
He's going to be playing at the party.
Yeah.
I noticed your hoodie has one of John Sarkin's.
No, that's me and Jeff.
You worked on that together?
We did those pieces at the Marine, what's
that's
it called?
That's the cannoli cake.
Genomics,
all those large pieces, they're all photographs.
Cake.
Oh,
that we reworked.
Really?
So this one's got 64 photographic images.
Wow.
All sticks together?
Yeah, they're all glued together on a canvas.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the original mackerel was this big.
Wow.
I bought it at Connolly, put it on the ground, photographed it. And then blew it up in Photoshop to a particular size and then printed out 64 squares that, when they put together, create the entire mackerel.
Bless you.
And then we painted and gelled and painted and gelled. And yeah, it's a great piece.
Yeah.
That's the one down at GMGI?
Yeah, that's
Good Morning,
that one.
Yeah, the Good Morning Gloucester Institute. They have a lot of our pieces there. They have a lot of our pieces there. They do.
Joey
Foote. There we go. We completed
Joey
the circle.
The circle is complete.
The circle is complete. We saw Joey Foote at the Elks for Pat's birthday a couple of days ago. He was there.
Oh, these October babies. Oh, my goodness.
What's 3 months from now?
That's my birthday.
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah, a lot of what's going on.
New Year's Eve. That's what happens when you drink too much in New Year's Eve. You have
babies
in
October. Maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Can't say that anymore.
So, Chris, you were at Mile Marker.
Yes.
And then and you found you got some breaking news.
Some breaking news. Oh. I think so. My daughter's actually working there. She's a hostess. Go see her this
Mia.
Morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shit. I hope I didn't have to pick her up. now that I think of it. But I got to meet her manager yesterday, and the manager was telling me that they're doing the inside of the restaurant all over. So for those of you who know the inside, you walk in, you go to the hostess station, and then you walk down this little hall, and you enter the dining room that way, and the bar is on the other side.
Which they just did not that long
ago.
Yeah,
so supposedly that whole section, when you walk into the hostess station, they're going to open that up. They're going to put a big-ass bar there. The bar at the swimming pool is no longer going to be there. The bar that's there now inside the dining room is going to be the dining room. So that's where you most of the dining is going to take place.
The diner's way out.
Yeah, so they're basically going to flip it. And she also said there's a new menu being worked on. So that's going to be coming out soon.
Okay.
So is it going to be like more fancy or more casual? What did you get?
I don't know, but I get the sense because it's beautiful now already.
Yeah, it's a nice space.
Yeah, so I think they're probably just build off of
what they already have.
But last night they had a special veal palm, but it was the veal chop banged out, so the bone was still on it. It was outstanding.
That's so flavorful.
Oh, yeah. So it was very good. But so more to come on Mile Marker. I was surprised to hear that.
Isn't it like crazy how many good restaurants there are to go like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't decide.
I know. Speaking of Mile Marker, did you go to some pumpkin thing?
There was a drunken pumpkin event this week at Mile Marker that completely filled up the deck bar area with almost 100 women. I think they were all women. I did not see any men that were customers. There were some men that were employees there.
We didn't get invited.
The Audrey's Florist. Well, your wife was there.
No, but the men.
Maybe your anniversary present.
Well,
I think.
His wife, my wife, and Suzanne were there. That's
yes,
why it was called
yes.
the drunken party.
Oh, they were at the bar. I don't think I'm telling you anything you don't already know. But it was sponsored by Audrey's Florist. And the next year, and it was very well attended, and Heather does a very nice job, and her staff does a great job, and the Mile Marker staff, I don't know how they kept up with everybody. They did a wonderful.
Was Dee Noble there?
Yes, she was.
Because Dee had a
fundraiser of some kind.
No, it's just like an event to help teach allegedly. Teaching floral arranging.
What do you call it? The book club.
Right.
Book club.
Right.
Book
like,
club.
A little bit like a book club.
Drinking. Excuse me. Yeah. Seven bottles of wine later.
They haven't read one book in 6 years.
Read one book.
And there's the next event that Audrey's is hosting is a boxwood tree design class at the Bullport.
Yeah.
This event, the Drunken Pumpkin, sold out. So as soon as I went home, after that,
I signed up for
the boxwood tree design event at the Beauport on December 5th. So
there you go.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, Joey Footmore wants to know, Joey, are you going to hand out free lobsters to everybody in
the room? Yeah, good point. Joe, you should give back to the community, Joe.
Hey, listen, you asked for him to get on.
Yeah. We're going to have to stop acknowledging people that start asking questions like that.
Can I say something about restaurants? You want me to take that? Last night we went to see Jesse Cook at Shaylin Low.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's the one that donated his music to your project.
Yeah.
The show was amazing. But we were looking for a place to eat at 11 o'clock at night. And the kitchen closes at midnight. At the Franklin,
yeah,
not
at midnight.
Like,
yeah,
at
no,
midnight.
The Franklin, it stays
yeah.
open.
They're
yeah.
well
yeah.
known as the
yeah. At midnight. Yeah. So.
The full menu, right?
Yeah, the
yes.
full menu.
The full menu, not
we,
like
we,
a
yeah.
bar
right.
menu.
Not just
no,
like
we,
yeah.
We had dinner at the bar last night.
I love that place.
Special.
Maria does a fantastic job.
Yes, they did have it, but they didn't. They didn't.
And Stefano.
Stefano is the best behind the bar. And Joe.
Don't leave Joe out.
Yeah,
Joe,
never
sorry.
Leave Joe out.
Yeah,
they take very good care of everybody
group.
When you go there.
Yeah. Great group.
I love going there.
So the Jesse Cook concert was phenomenal. You guys just Jesse Cook.
You didn't invite us.
I know. She tried to keep it a secret.
I know.
She wanted to hold all for herself.
I posted like three times, but by the time Tom went to buy tickets, there were only two seats left.
The only two seats left.
Listen.
Just like last night, there's only two seats left at the mile marker for the Bill Cutlet. That's why Chris didn't call in.
There were
only two ribs left.
Right, and there were two ribs left.
That's right.
At Ace Hardware.
There's a developing trend.
There's a trend.
If you're at the Shaylin Lou, you cannot sit in a bad place. Like, so these were the last two tickets left, and I wouldn't have wanted to sit anywhere else. They were on the upper wing. And on the upper wing, it's just one seat deep. So you're just like you're just there looking down at the stage, like 20 feet away. I got the best photos.
Can you imagine that there were people in Rockport that were fighting that Shaolin Lou from happening?
Oh, I know. I mean, it's just
people
so
don't
exquisite.
Like change. It's human nature.
We said,
the people that did not want that Whole Foods in Beverly to go in.
And didn't want Market Basket.
A million Beverly people going in and out of that store.
Right. It didn't want Market Basket.
Didn't want Market Basket.
Didn't want the hotel.
NIMBYs.
We sat next to the gentleman who built the Shaylin Lou.
Really?
Christopher Plant and his wife, Marcy Plant. They built the Shaylin Lou. So it's really.
He's a contractor.
Yeah.
Yep. You know Marcy. Do you know who she's talking about? Marcy.
Yeah. Her husband?
Yeah, I didn't know Chris was like.
Yeah.
Chris Plant built that?
Yes.
He'd probably work around it. I don't know that he was.
That's how she described it to me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice place. The design's
Chris
fantastic.
Chris and Marcy are two of the nicest.
You know Chris and Marcy.
Yeah,
could have got tickets.
They follow the blog. Because she said who.
She's
great friends.
Because
then when you have that,
what are you doing? She asked me about my Cameron's because I was seeing pictures right next to her. She asked me about the camera, and then I said, I'm contribute to Good Morning Gloucester. I'm hoping to post some of these if I don't get in trouble for taking pictures, right? And then she was like, oh, I know. I follow the blog.
Did she ask you about your camera because it was pointed down towards things that you shouldn't be taking pictures of? Is that why she called you out?
That's why I covered up today. Tune in for next week when Kim, we're going to play Name That Vegetable.
Just listen, that was just a shot across the bow. Because next week, if you start mentioning birds and broccoli, she'll come over the table.
That's right. Start body slamming
you. Choke you out.
Actually, next Sunday won't be.
So mean. And who made tiramisu?
The best.
The best.
Yeah, Pat, that was very good, Pat.
Kim, every year. Kim, how many years has it been in a row that you've taken care of me like that?
Excuse me?
Well, as long
she takes good care of me with the tiramisu.
That
she
is
knows.
Very good tiramisu.
She knows.
I give credit where credit is due. That's fantastic.
It was good with the coffee.
She nails it.
It was good with the coffee, too. And I'm shit-faced. There's so much rum in there.
And you like it with a rum? Usually I make it with
I
rum.
Actually do like it. Yeah. I like it, yeah.
Was it dark rum?
No, it was to my husband's top shelf rum.
Oh! Does he know that?
Yes.
I wonder why I'm falling back.
It was top shelf bourbon or top shelf rum, and I was like,
I'm thinking like Captain Morgan's in there, that it's a spicy rum.
That would be good. That would be flavorful.
For my birthday in February.
Jory, we have Thomas McCants.
You have to eat.
Tom McCants from New Jersey.
And he says, hey, Chris. Are those really keto donuts you're eating?
Keto donuts. I haven't had one donut, Tom. Good to see you, but Tom, look, I pooped today.
And we have just turned this into Good Morning.
But you know what's funny about Tom? Tom, happy anniversary. Tom's 29th anniversary.
Oh,
you met Tom.
He was on the podcast.
We met Tom 29 years ago. Him and his wife in Jamaica. And we're still friends today. So, Tom, where did you get your wife?
Oh, let's wait for the answer. I want to hear this.
Tom, it could be anything because Chris didn't get Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
Zyke.
I got her these.
No, you got her this.
Can I borrow that?
Hey, Kim, for our audience, can you please describe exactly what Joe is holding in his hand?
Kim, can you please explain the gift that I got my wife?
It is not a zucchini.
Chris, this is more.
And it's just like it's just like Chris is it hooks to the left. He's got a little bend.
Oh my
this
God.
Is what she got me.
Oprah.
Oh, Oprah. Okay.
We didn't lose. It jumped up.
You were shooting this.
Oh, my Lord. This group is off the rails.
Have you ever seen those Italian zucchinis?
Eve says,
Every day, Kim.
Happy anniversary.
No, the ones that
are
like.
Every day. Every morning when I wake up.
You see that Italian zucchini. It's a living Italian zucchini.
And I mean, you don't need to take any medication. I mean, this thing just stays ripe all the
time. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's a good ripe. It's a good ripe zucchini right there.
Why do you think I made it 29 years?
That's a good word.
You like
serving
that?
Serving
yes.
My
like
wife
that?
Fine
comes
vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. Comes with a built-in condom.
I know, you don't even know.
But I wouldn't trust that. It's only 20% pregnant proof.
Right, no. This
yeah, there's a little bit of a gap.
You
there.
Need like a 3-millimeter sheathing. this right here looks like it's a millimeter and a half.
Just get this.
Plus, it doesn't have any spermicide, that famous spermicide.
Moving on!
Anyway.
Moving on.
Oh, boy. I thought you said it was organic.
Anyway.
See what happens? See what happens? Kim took it away from the guys because she wanted to move on. She put it in Pat's hand, and that's it. Now Pat's all blushing over there.
As the cucumber goes around, where shall it lie? As the cucumber goes around.
Oh, Kim put it in her pocket.
Oh, hey!
Taking that home.
Kim put it in her pocket.
She's throwing it down. She just threw it to the seagulls.
That's a mic drop if I ever saw
that's
one.
That's a mic drop.
Well done.
Wow. Is that thing okay? She's a poor bastard.
What we're going to talk about when we get here.
Oh, it's in pieces.
You cucumber killer.
Spilled its seed.
Boy, what better birthday present?
Kim has been known to ruin.
Yeah, she took the wind out of the sail.
Yeah. So you were one of those kids who took the ball and went home?
The balls. So anyway.
Your drop has now gotten us over 20 people.
Anyway, studio yesterday.
She blocked something.
The last day for the studio yesterday, and I'm very sad.
Yeah.
I'm very, very sad because...
Last day of the season?
For the season. They're closed down for the season.
Oh, okay.
But the studio to me signifies summer.
Yeah.
Even though it's fall.
Yeah.
It signifies summer. And I know, like, in February, March, I'm going to be saying to myself, oh, I can't wait like for that first day that we can go to the studio.
Yeah.
So we had a good summer there. We went there quite a bit.
Yeah, if I had the money that I spent at the studio, I would have been able to pay for those desserts.
Okay. So here's a topic that we...
To buy your book.
Here's a topic that we've been talking about it for years. But as a newcomer, he just discovered it. He found some interesting places where people left poop bags at Gar Harbor Beach.
Yeah, it's weird because they do the right thing
by
picking up the poop.
And then they
leave the bag.
But then they leave the bag.
Right.
And it's like, come on, Gloucester.
Yeah, but
Come on, man.
Did you find a pile somewhere?
Not a pile, but I found like two bags, like... hidden, like, one under a bush, one outside by where someone obviously parked and just decided
and
to leave it there because they didn't want their car to stink.
Right.
So, I mean, they're doing the right thing. Just go to the next step. Because I'm a dog owner. And
your dog, you let him poop everywhere.
I let him poop anywhere
on my desk, in my house.
And speaking of Chris's shirt, I found this next to your car.
That's mine. I had to go back.
You going
to
pick it up?
I hope my dogs don't poop that much.
You know what they do at Wingershike Beach? There's like these cement barricades.
Yeah.
And they kind of are trash barrel shaped. So people just leave mountains of
poop. I noticed
that. Right there. Like, And it's not even a trash barrel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
Well, once they see one there, they figure out.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong, dog owners. I love you. I have my own dog.
Yeah.
You pick up the poop, excellent. But dispose of it properly.
Yeah.
Because what happened to me is I put the poop in the trunk because I don't want it in the back seat because it smells. The only problem is... I forget about it in the trunk. So the next day, my daughter
and
I, 7 o'clock in the morning, get in the car. I'm taking her to school.
That's why your car always smells like shit.
Do you know, I know this is kind of gross, but I've seen people like stick it to their like back windshield.
Yeah.
So like kind of like.
Because it's outside.
No, I saw that.
I've seen it fall off too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that too.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
They had kind of stuck under the wiper that was holding it. There were two bags. They're driving along. One of the bags was.
Oh, the poop bomb.
Imagine you're on Main Street, right? And you're taking a leisurely walk.
And
it's in there, and the lady turns the back wiper on. It goes like this.
Oh,
yes. You're right in the side of the face with a big bag of poop.
That's a lovely visual.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think the most important thing is recyclable plastic because can you imagine what's going to happen in the landfills in 100 years? Like,
I'm not going to be around.
Black earth compost.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, it doesn't compost if it's not in a recyclable bag.
Well, maybe
bag.
You should invent a biodegradable poop bag.
There is.
They have them. I don't have a dog anymore, so
the light green ones.
Yeah.
And you can still travel because you don't have a dog now.
Jane Marie is on.
Hi, Jane Marie.
And she says, nice to meet you and Chris at the studio yesterday.
Oh, our friends. Our East Gloucester. They're from the Shire. They just moved here. They moved.
Is this Jane Marie?
For all of you that are keeping track from
last
week's show.
Plover person.
Yeah, hi, Jane.
That's Kim chucking in with you, Jane. Sweetest people.
Go on camera, but she's over there.
They wouldn't drink with us, though. We asked them to have a drink with us, and they didn't want to have a drink with us.
Yeah, and sorry I couldn't make it, guys. I was kind of busy yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I was taking my boat out of the water.
Oh, here we go. Here comes
the
excuses.
I happen to be in the water.
Excuses are like asses, Chris. Everybody has one.
We got to check on Suzanne.
It has like a flat thing.
Suzanne was at the studio yesterday.
I heard.
1 o'clock.
I heard.
Solo.
Mick was sick.
She was there solo, and we were leaving, and I says, what are you doing? She was just going to put in a solo session at the studio. Yeah.
So how long was she there? She was there 4 hours, 6 hours?
I don't know, but all I know is
the big question,
Allison,
was he drinking tequila?
Yes.
She was drinking tequila.
And there was only one bottle left, because they didn't reorder.
Right, right.
That's a professional move right there.
But Allison Gibley ended up showing up.
Uh-huh.
Is Cordelia there?
I don't know.
we were texting with her yesterday, and she said she was down at the studio by herself. Mick has been on the mend.
Yeah,
he has bronchitis.
Yeah, it's going around.
Yeah,
it's going around. So we got a local colors downtown is hosting a 30th anniversary celebration this Saturday, November 2nd.
Right.
So you got my thing on the first, you got local colors on the
second,
and you got Paul's on the third.
Yep.
It's a good weekend.
Well,
great weekend.
And on the second,
the hotels are going to be booked.
Joe, we're celebrating your birthday on the second.
And Ralph and I, we're going to go. Ralph is taking me and Kate to the Bruins on the. This is the way it works. I'm picking up dinner in the North End.
Oh, no, you're not.
This is how
it works. No, it's your birthday. I'm taking you out for your birthday. I'm not taking you to the North End. I'm taking you somewhere else.
Is it a surprise?
See?
Surprise.
I guess you'll have to tell us next Sunday.
And we're going to the Bruins.
Next Sunday, I can't be here. Believe it or not, next Sunday morning, I have an MRI.
Oh.
On a Sunday morning.
On a Sunday morning.
He's got a crick. Wow. He's got a crick in his beena.
They're trying to figure out why I keep going to the left. And we can talk about the MRI because I'm absolutely batshit petrified.
Hold on a second.
What's it for?
Excuse me, a second.
So I had an MRI last week. It was all scheduled, and I thought I could do it. I suffer from claustrophobia.
We all do.
So I thought I could make it. So I get to the Mass General in Danvers, and they hook me up, they get me all ready, and I'm sitting outside the room, and I can hear the technician speaking to the person that's currently in the MRI machine, and and hold your breath, two more minutes, and I'm sitting there, oh my God, this is taking a long time, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's a little bit more involved. My MRI should be a little bit more simple. It's, you know,
they take like 45 minutes.
Well, I was very unaware of that. So I walk in and I see the machine, and I was preparing myself the entire day, and my wife was saying, just be brave, you can do it. You're gonna, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this. Yep, I'm going to do this. I get there. They say, get up on the table, get up on the table. So no sooner do I get on the table, they push me in. I didn't have a chance to close my eyes. They push me in the tube.
Oh, that's
and
weird.
I, you know, yeah, for the first 45 seconds, and then they get me all lined up, and then they say, okay, this is going to take 2.5 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. 2.5 minutes go by, and he says, okay, relax. This one's going to take 4.5 minutes. I go, well, wait a minute. You just told me 2.5 minutes. Now 4.5 minutes? I said, how much longer? I thought we were done. So no, we have another 20 minutes. Ooh. Well, the sweat started dripping down my forehead. My heart started pounding out of my chest.
Oh, wow.
And to the point, now I start freaking out and thinking, we're going to lose electricity. If we lose electricity, they can't get me out of here. Your mind starts playing tricks on. And I'm not ashamed to say, I am absolutely horrified of being trapped.
Yeah.
And I just said, get me out of here now. The words didn't even come out of my mouth. Yeah. This woman was in the room, and they have this big, thick door. Open the door in the room, yank me out of there before I could even finish my sentence.
Good. Wow.
And that was
pretty responsive.
Yeah. And she said, you know, no worries. And I was like, so apologetic. I said, I'm really sorry, really sorry. And she said, this is a small machine. It happens to a lot of people. So they had to reschedule me for an open MRI.
Yeah, you can have an open one.
But they're not as accurate from what I'm being told in the research that my wife has done.
They're
but,
accurate.
You know what? I can't do it.
No,
they're
open ones.
I had one.
A little tranquilizer.
Too. Yeah, I don't want into that. Taking that. I don't want to take anything, and then I'm absolutely useless. But it's next Sunday morning during the party. Unless we want to go live. At the Mass General in Chelsea, where they have the open MRI machine.
They often ask you what you want to listen to, and that's what you could request.
Yeah.
You could listen
CMG.
To the live podcast.
Yeah. I just don't know. I don't think you want to see me live in that machine freaking out.
Yeah, I think you're not alone then. 99.9% of the people, whether you're claustrophobic or not.
Well, here's the other thing, and I said to the technician, I said, I don't want to sound like a jerk. I said, but that's a very small tube. I mean, legit, it was like this big. You know, and my shoulders were hitting like and I said, what do you do for large people that
I was saying,
how do you fit them? I mean, they're gonna touch all the way around. She said, We reject a tremendous amount of people because there's like a 300-pound limit plus, you know, if they don't fit. They don't fit. And I was like, "Wow, that's getting that talk about stressful." So anyway, not looking forward to next Sunday. I'd rather be here with you five people.
The open machines are much, 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 much more pleasant.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Hey, speaking of pleasant, Connor checks in.
Connor McCarthy,
and he says flowers on the boulevard would flourish if we were just allowed to dispose of those poop.
Well,
very good, Connor.
Actually, everyone should dispose
their poop.
It's not good.
Dog poop isn't good fertilizer.
It's not good fertilizer.
No.
Because
it meat, right?
Isn't Bo a French bulldog?
Bo is a French bulldog.
Did you read the story about the three French bulldogs that got escorted off the service dogs that got escorted off the plane?
No.
This week?
Really?
You might want to look that story up.
Oh, that's funny.
what did they do? Did they poop on the plane?
It didn't say specifically what they did, but there were three of them, and I thought,
wow, that's weird.
That seems odd.
Their owner was a fake service dog.
I would be shocked to learn that. That doesn't happen, such things.
Yeah.
What?
I need three French
Yeah, I need
service
three
dog.
Of them.
Bulldog French service dog.
Yeah.
Not just one.
And they
I
have to be
them.
Really cute in French.
Right.
Not to change the subject off of French bulldogs. And Connor, that's a great idea with the poop. But I think there'd be so much poop in those gardens that the flowers
just
would actually
use it to grow zucchini that can
probably
throw
better
the
for vegetables. Probably better for vegetables. But there's good news.
Okay.
There's been a Suzanne sighting.
Oh, okay.
From her husband, Mick Lafada. Suzanne was just listening to the podcast.
Okay, very good.
And just started screaming.
She started screaming
when we started talking about her drinking tequila at the studio. He thought she hurt herself because she was yelling so much. Dogs were barking. What the fuck? You guys are killing me. Too funny. So,
oh,
so Suzanne, we're glad that
you're
up this morning and listening. We do want to know if you finished that bottle of Don Julio at the studio.
Yes.
Please chime in. Please chime in.
That's funny.
And Mick is going to start a zucchini garden now.
Yeah, I wonder if she and Mick chimed in when we were talking about the zucchini.
I didn't see anything here.
I hope Joe's getting it down there.
Yeah, I think he ran it over with the forklift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's a zucchini flower.
This summer I'm going to bring him one of those. My friend Nina's, her Italian zucchini.
The Italian zucchinis?
There's eight feet tall.
8 feet?
Yes.
Come on.
My wife made the other day, she took zucchini
growing a vine,
and she
sliced them
and she stuffed it with a bolognese.
Oh.
And she baked it. Holy cow.
Okay, say that again. So, take a zucchini.
It was like zucchini strips. Like a take a zucchini, slice it in half.
Doesn't taste like
so, a half moon type. Right. And she made this bolognese and she stuffed the zucchini with the bolognese.
Yeah, it's amazing. You see the
and then she baked it and threw some cheese on it.
And from the ground.
It was absolutely lights out. Lights out.
Wow. Sounds really good.
Kudos to my wife and her zucchini bolognese.
I just got a notification.
Hey, Joe's here. Happy
I got a notification from Fred Trigley from the Rum Line. Today, 11 people from 2 to 4 p.m., they're having a rib off. So it's a rib competition. Wow. 2 to 4 p.m.
Is today. Craig going
to
be there?
I don't know. He should be, but I'm not. I have no idea. I don't know who the contestants are. But this just can't, you know, people are getting smart. They're watching the live feed and they're sending in things and we can announce them live on the podcast.
We need to find out if Craig's going because Chris wants to get there before the ribs are gone.
I'm going there now. I'm going to get in line.
We also got a notification from Suzanne Lafada. Says so.
What did it say? What did it say?
Says, yeah.
So I turn.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys all. Go fuck yourselves.
Sorry, everybody. This is the X-ray.
Joe, did you pick up the damaged zucchini that was on there?
I did. I tossed it aside, but it's broken two pieces.
It did.
I mean, I guess it could be used in the double ender.
This is the X-rated podcast.
Okay,
that would require a different kind of scenario, though.
All right, let's talk about
the rib. Well, we talked about the rib.
Okay.
So Pat went a couple.
Why does this always come back after? I have to follow up on these things.
No.
You're going to tone it down. You're going to bring it down.
You're a magnet.
Yeah.
So, Pat, no, you went to a couple of sporting events this week, and you wanted to talk about them.
Yes, we went to the varsity high school field hockey game in Gloucester, and we went to the Munn Invitational Cross Country event at Stage Fort Park.
We also went to
the soccer game, JV soccer game. And Eloise's JV soccer game, and we were just very impressed by the pure number of athletes out there.
Yeah.
Kids that age that are involved in good things, and the coaches are helping them out, and the parents are supporting them, and it was a good experience all the way around. And kudos to everybody.
Kids today are very active. Like
very active.
Well, a lot of kids are playing.
Keep them busy.
A lot of kids are playing three season sports. Like my kids, there's not a season where they're not active.
Yeah. Right.
Which is great.
There's so many kids and it's great. And when you
were the parents behaved? Were the parents yelling at
them? There was just one parent.
One bad parent. There always is.
Yeah.
And that was Joe.
Joe?
Yes, that's
Joe.
What I was referring to. No, he wasn't bad. He's the only parent in the entire 3 days that I knew.
The Jim Munn Invitational at Statesville Park is I don't know how many schools.
I think it was about 20.
Yeah. Madeline did really well.
Yes, she did.
Madeline,
she really did.
Madeline raced, and she came in 26th out of about 200.
And, wow. And just tell people, Jim, wasn't Jim Mum the
long time cross country coach that passed
at Gloucester High School.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then he also
beloved.
Did you also write for the Gloucester Daily Times? Did you have a column? I think you wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, and there were 200 in just Madeline's event, and there were three additional events.
Yeah, there was the kind of like the elite girls, and then the boys, two classes for the boys.
Yeah,
they broke them up.
It was an amazing number of kids.
Cross country is it's a funny thing, because I'll go whatever when I can get to Madeline's meets when I'm not working, I go to her meet, so I drive up to Hamilton, and you go up there and. Like I get there like at 3:30 or whatever, because it's after school, and sometimes the buses from the other schools don't get there till 4:30. Then the kids get off the buses, they stretch out, then they walk the course, and if the girls go after the boys, and literally they don't go off until 5:30, and then the race lasts for 12 minutes.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, yeah. See you later.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Dad.
But they're exciting to watch. The races are exciting to watch, though.
But the camaraderie amongst the kids,
are there any fights? Are there any fights?
I saw none.
No.
But you see them elbowing and thing for position.
Oh, yeah, we got some pictures of that, yeah.
Position.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, well, let's talk about the new chairs that we're getting.
Oh, let's talk about those.
Well, Barry. So you got to talk to Barry. St. Barry. Oh. St. Barry's going to Mexico with us.
Barry.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Did Felicia react?
Huh?
Did Felicia react?
Did we want to go into the story? I don't think we want to go into the story. No.
Back to the chairs. We're getting new chairs.
We did some spinning.
Says happy anniversary.
Honey, you're up.
Oh,
you missed the entire
move
show,
that
honey.
Cup. I think that cup might be blocking their audio. I don't want to mess up your audio.
Honey, you missed. I wished you a happy anniversary, didn't I?
So are we getting new chairs? Are we really getting new chairs?
Barry says anytime we want new chairs, we can get new chairs.
I told Joe I would buy new chairs. Because every time we come in here, I almost fall over on these chairs. They're horrible.
This is a Barry chair right here.
And he said that Barry could get us some chairs, so...
You know what the problem with the chairs is?
Yes.
Getting the chairs is not a problem, because Barry is so generous, he gives us the new chairs. The problem is, it's like you have to pay for a whole dumpster to get rid of the chairs properly.
Yeah.
No, you told me...
It costs nothing to get rid of...
You can just put a little sticker on them, can't you?
A little sticker? No, they
probably...
You have to pay for a big sticker.
I'll pay for the stickers. Can we get rid of these goddamn chairs and get some new chairs?
Joe, you told me early on the reason you don't want nice chairs in here is you don't want to make
people
comfortable.
No, that's the air conditioning.
We don't
have air conditioning in the office because someone that may or may not be involved in this business has a theory that the fishermen will never go fishing because they'll just come in and sit in the air-conditioned office.
They won't go out and make money. They'll just
maybe. I am not saying who it might be.
I think that goes the same for the people on the podcast.
So,
yes.
This just did. Mark Ring with a review of Cane's Donuts.
Cane's Donuts
on
Route 1
in Saugus.
It says, off the charts, it won't be another 25 years. He says, creme brulee topped it. He says the donuts are outrageous. He's been talking about wanting to go there, and he finally got there.
I heard the donuts are fantastic. I'm not allowed there. My wife won't let me go.
I probably go by there all the time. I could bring some sometime.
That'd be great.
Cane's Donuts.
I'd like to do a face-off between Cane's and Brothers Brew.
Brothers Brew.
I feel like Cane's has the name recognition, but because Brothers Brew is tucked away in sleepy Rockport, people don't know about it.
Well, we can't do it.
Maple
next week.
Bacon donut is outrageous.
You have to wait till when I'm here. I mean, I can't be here next week.
Okay. Or 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
All right. So put that in the show notes. We're gonna have a donut off.
I'll put that maple bacon donut from Brothers Brew up against any donut.
They don't always have the maple bacon. Donuts.
Well, we can call them the day ahead of time.
We should probably include Jim's, too. Jim's has some good donuts. I don't know if they're as fancy, but...
What's the one in... There's one in Beverly Farms, too. There's a donut store in Beverly.
Oh, that's really good.
What's it called? Heavenly Donuts?
It's not Beverly.
Is it Heavenly?
Well, there's one that I go... It's not Beverly Farms, actually. It's between Beverly and Salem. And it's just called The Coffee Shop. And it's right on... You know, instead of going the Bridgeway, if you're going over...
It's on Bridge Street.
Yeah, that's the Bridge Street. But the next street over from Bridge Street is where that donut shop is. And those are really good. Those are donuts.
Then you have
there.
Salem. There's like these Zeke's. Is it Zeke's Donuts or something like that? Ziggy's. Ziggy's Donuts in Salem.
Ziggy's, wow.
We did a
not
poll.
That I like donuts.
We did a poll. We did a poll. I forget what the results of the poll was.
On donuts?
On donuts, but
it was all mixed up. That wasn't a very, I don't think that was a good.
That wasn't scientific.
I think the poll was skewed because of.
People got confused. Like they brought in the weird donuts. They brought in different kinds of donuts. So we were comparing like apples to oranges.
Oh, right.
So you need to have all jelly category.
Right.
All honeydew.
Right.
Honeydew.
Charlene just put up, it says, hey guys, it's half baked. Beverly Farms.
That's it. Half baked.
Half baked.
Wow.
Charlene.
That's why you survived 29 years.
Charlene, thank you for that.
I knew it was something. I knew it started with
Charlene.
I was going to say, why doesn't she come?
We need Charlene in here. Chris just tells dirty jokes.
I'd rather have Charlene. She's much better to look at. She's pretty.
All right. I'm out.
And Chris is in the best chair in the room.
I'll sleep until 10 o'clock. You can come in. You can get yourself out of bed like I do at 6 a.m. to come to this.
For the people
that come to this mess.
Well, Charlie, he was definitely thinking of you today because he wore your socks.
They're not the socks. They're black.
I have to leave at 10:30, so I just want to tell you.
Oh, you have a topic?
Well, just swans.
Happy anniversary, Shah.
Everybody, but hold on a second. This is very important because this is breaking news on the swan front.
The swans have returned to Niles Pond. So we have four there now. And swans travel from body of water to body of water within a region. So they could be here for quite a while.
What happens when the pond freezes?
So that's when they start going over to the ocean. They prefer to feed in fresh water, but they can forage and also people feed them all around the harbors too. So they don't starve. Not our swans around here, they don't starve because there's a lot of people who take care of them.
How many swans were swimming?
There's four right now at Niles. Mm-hmm. And so the younger ones kind of flock mm-hmm. together. Like if it was a mated pair would just be sort of together, but these must be relatively young because there's just four together.
But Mr. Swan is missing.
Mr. Swan has been, nobody has seen Mr. Swan since around Easter time.
So he's pretty much dead.
Well, he was 29.
Yeah,
which is
twice as long as the...
See that, he ran off with a younger swan.
He already had a young swan. He had two mates.
Whoa.
He outlived his...
Hammer.
He can use the cucumber.
I don't think
you don't even want to know about swan sex.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, hey now.
We have a special episode.
You don't even want. I think that might be the quote of the month.
You don't even want to know
about swan sex.
We now have our soundbite.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the swan sex.
All right, now you can't just lead with that.
You can't just lay that out there.
Let's go. Let's hear it. Swan sex 101
yeah,
from Kim Smith.
Go.
Listen, don't think you're going to get away with not explaining swan sex.
I want to know how it's done. E.F. Hutton's listening. E.F. Hutton.
So, all birds have cloacas. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, we all know what that is.
But because of the way they've evolved, swans have very small, it's very small. So that's why they do this elaborate courtship dance, so that they can just get in the exact right position. And then when they do, it's very quick, but for such a very, very large bird, there's a very, very small...
Bina.
Yes.
So Chris, you have something in common with swan.
The quickness. The quick, small bina and the quickness.
Chris can identify. Chris is
Chris is going to come in next week dressed as a swan.
The actual act is
and
very, very
cracker
quick.
Sweet.
So there you go.
So
I can associate with that.
You identify. You know how they say whatever the animal sees at birth, that's how they in a mirror, that's how they identify themselves for the rest of their lives.
Lot of birds.
So you identify as a swan.
It's called imprinting. Like if you're a baby swan and the first, and you're an orphan and the first animal that you see is a duck, you'll think you're a duck for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So you won't know how to act like a swan.
See, Chris?
It's called imprinting.
How do you know
walk
that?
Walk like a duck, talk like a duck.
Did they tell you that?
It's a duck.
No, but you could, there's examples of it all the time in nature.
I can't understand how we come up with those philosophies. And
for example, our swan that we had last year was an orphan swan. Nobody, the eggs hatched and there were two of them, one died, and we don't know what happened. We don't know if it ever saw an adult swan because it was raised with ducks and geese initially before it was released in the pond, so it thought it was a goose. It never tried to fly.
Interesting.
It just refused to fly. It really just...
Nature.
Yeah. It's called imprinting.
Early imprinting.
Thanks for that explanation.
Jesus. I mean,
that's why we got her around here.
That is, yeah.
We have a couple of topics going on here right now between your wife and your son. And it's basically, if JMG did a donut review every time and rated it from 1 to 10, you could go to different places each week on the North Shore and rate it. Charlene says, that's a great idea,
son. I was
going
to say, that had to be Connor's idea.
No, actually, yeah, it was Connor.
He's trying to capitalize on the
pizza guy, yeah.
The pizza guy.
Yeah,
so
with just one bite.
And Connor's going to sponsor our Weight Watchers during the process.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk to the Awakened 365 people.
But I will admit, when Kim was talking about swan sex,
what did Connor say about
the
swan
numbers
sex?
Just start shooting up. I was dying laughing. It just went all the way up.
Yeah.
Really?
So Kim, from here on in, you have to come up with
how different
animals.
Every week is a different.
No, but you didn't explain. You said it was a very specific position, but you didn't explain the position.
Yep. So it's cloaca. They have to rub cloaca to cloaca.
And we go up to 15.
For the sperm to be transferred. So
how do they do it? One lays on its back. Does the swan go like this? Like, do they have swan stirrups? Are there swan stirrups?
We are interrupting. We're
technical difficulty.
Joe has a hole in his pants.
Last week you just showed everybody your cloaca.
Was my cloaca showing? No, turn over. Really. Was this
no, last week he was describing how the tip of Gloucester went. This weekend he's describing the art of swan mating.
The cloaca.
I think we can see what's going.
How do they get the cloaca to cloaca action? The scissoring.
Okay, so the female sort of lifts up her back end. So she's in the water and she sort of lifts up her back end, and the male mounts her over her.
Doggy style.
And yeah, and kind of somehow, this is how most birds do it anyway. They somehow position themselves. So
on top, from the behind.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. From the behind. That's how you could have said it.
Kim, I think you should bring in little swan figurines next week.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
A couple of
I'm not visualizing
wings
it.
In them.
I need to see action figures.
Chris is trying to figure out what he's been doing
bird
wrong
sex.
For 29
So I had
years.
It all wrong. I had it all wrong. It should
have
been
the other
face down, ass
yeah,
up.
Joe, yeah. Come on, let's show him.
No.
Chris, I can show you some pictures of piping plovers doing it, and then
really,
yeah,
that's another. Great. That's another week.
Okay, why don't you add those to the blog?
No, she's put them up there.
I have put them up.
She got she even got the little cloaca going.
You got close ups?
Yes.
Of course, she practices, right?
She does practice. I notice her zooming in when she
yeah.
company photo.
Jesus. Now I know why your lens goes down. It's like. She's
wow, look at the time, Kim. Don't you have to leave?
She's been trained to go like this.
She's comparing
now she's
the human cloaca to...
Croatia.
Cloaca. All right, let's move on. I'm getting hot and bothered.
Now next week,
my anniversary.
Bringing in that Italian zucchini.
So I wanted to give a shout out to Brown's They did a fantastic job shrink wrapping my boat and winterizing my Kate and I my boat, not just my boat. So, thank you.
Our boat.
And I'd like to thank Joey Shalino who helped me pull it out. I want to get a quick initial impressions of the Bruins season from Bruins expert.
Oh, what's to say? Last night they played the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis.
Didn't look good.
Blues. Bruins smacked them 3-0.
Smacked them.
Yeah, they played fantastic. I strongly believe, and this is, and I'm not taking credit for this, but our good friend Steve Reed claims, and I totally agree 100% with him. If Pasta was playing, if he didn't hurt his arm last year, and he was playing at the level that he is playing at this very moment, the Bruins would have taken the St. Louis Blues in 5 games and won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So because how come in 9 games, Pasta has 11 goals.
How come they weren't talking about him being injured last year? Like, they just, all they kept talking about was that line wasn't producing, but they don't mention the injury.
Listen, it's just like just every sport. You take football, you know, Belichick never talks about his injured players. Same for hockey. They don't want the other side knowing what's wrong with their players because the other team will target those players.
Yeah.
If you say, you know, Joe's vocal cords aren't working, you know, we're just going to target his vocal cords. But no, that's what they do. They don't want the opponent to know what weaknesses you have. Because then they target those people.
Well, and that's the interesting thing about hockey is at the end of the year, you hear about all these players.
Right.
Well, this one, needs surgery on this and that. It's like, how the hell were they playing?
A couple years ago, I think Patrice Bergeron played with a broken rib.
Yeah.
God. And they didn't find out till after the series that the playoffs were over that he had a broken rib, fractured rib or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think we finished pimping.
No, I was going to finish with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was definitely going
to finish. Because I want to know where to buy it.
So you know what I wanted to just mention also that, 1623 Studios?
Yeah.
They're moving to
the Hive.
To the Hive, to the Browns building. Right.
To that Browns building, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It seems like they're a little ways away. So I went there. I went to 1623 Studios a couple days ago to kind of get an idea. I'm trying to. I've been racking my brain trying to get better audio for our podcast. And we have a very challenging situation in the way that we all sit in this room with the microphones. It's a very challenging microphone engineering.
Well, I would say that probably the microphone.
That microphone does an
size matters.
Does an admirable job.
Well, you went out and bought this big Jugunda microphone, using it for paperweight.
Put the one that failed next to the one that's working.
Let's match it. Look at size. Compare the size of the.
Where is it?
The zucchini went out the window to the Italian zucchini that we just purchased.
It wasn't registering.
It proves that size doesn't matter. Right?
Something happened.
Yeah, it does look.
I think it's broken because it wasn't.
Well, you're slamming it on the table like that.
Well, I'm pissed off at it. That's why.
Yeah. Maybe when you
hit,
there's a button. It's a power button right here. Try the power button.
You would
button.
Think a swan would have a cloaca that big. It's more like half the size of the little.
Whoa! Hey, Kim.
Okay, Kim, you're really taking this to the next level. Poor Chris is going to have to go home and take a cold shower.
Yeah, Kim, it is my anniversary. I'm going to find a swan.
And poor Charlene's going to be running for the hills.
Charlene's going to plan 4 different open houses today, so she doesn't have to be around.
Marion Phipps is watching and says hello.
Who?
Marion Phipps.
Hey, Marion Phipps. Thanks. Anybody else have any questions? Because we have one more topic, and then we're going to be signing out. Anybody has anything to say it now, type it into the comments on the Facebook live feed, and we will answer them. Paul.
Joe.
One more time. Let's review where people can get the book and the celebration.
There will be some books available, I think, at the celebration November 3rd, St. Peter's Club, 3 to 5 p.m. If I don't have any left, the bookstore and the paper and museum gift shop, I know, will be carrying the books. So they can be gotten there, and they can be bought directly from the publisher online as well.
Bookstore of Gloucester, did you say?
Yep.
We always, whenever we have people with books, we always give them.
We try to send them there.
We try to send them there first. Yeah. Because they've been great to our local authors.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, they've been fantastic. And can I see the book quickly? Easy. Jesus.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the bookstore will often, if for authors, go to an author event and sell the books for you right there, so that you don't, so you can pay attention to your friends and talk to your friends and stuff like that. And the bookstore will be the person handling the sales of the book.
We may have an event there. There may be an event at the museum. So there's some discussion
and
about.
Bob, you ever considered writing a book about swan sex? Because Kim would be more than happy to assist you in the research.
I'll do the photographing and she'll do the writing.
Absolutely.
Who's Lee?
She'll do the sounds.
My wife.
Oh, that's nice. He dedicated the book to his wife.
How is she doing?
Okay.
That's very nice. Paul, thank you so much. We'll try to make it on next Sunday. Thank you for coming in.
A pleasure.
Yeah, and you're welcome anytime. This is it. Gloucester, anybody have anything to say?
Very educational.
It's always educational, that's for sure.
Charlene says, I'm out of here. I'm too hot and bothered. Steve Reed is saying, why don't you just hang an omnidirectional mic from the ceiling? We do, Steve. It's called fly swatters.
No, but that's a good idea.
It actually is a good idea.
That's a good idea.
See this right here? If we hung it upside down right there, it actually would be a good idea.
Even I could hit my head on it, Joe. I don't know if that's going to work.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, coming in and out.
Maybe we'll hire somebody that has the big pole with the big fluffy microphone.
We talked about that.
We need fluffers.
And to all the listeners and viewers, if you haven't pooped today, poop.
Poop.
Poop is good.
Poop is good.
All right. Advertising. We're
going
to talk about birds pooping.
Next week. That's next week.
Next week when
we're
not here.
We gotta tease that. Yeah. Oh, come on. Also, come on next Friday, 6:30 to 9, Cape Angie Clay for our show.
We're gonna have good snacks.
We're gonna have a lot of fun. Ralph's cooking, Craig is
cooking. Craig is cooking.
Felicia's cooking.
Felicia's
cooking.
Boom,
boom, boom. Three monsters. Three monsters right there.
Right?
Three
and
monsters.
Thanks for all the updates, Joey, that you got on your phone about that barbecue today and everything else that you put out there. That was great that you threw that.
The rum line. With the rum line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the rum line today.
While supplies last, be there.
All right, that's it. Gloucester Cast 363 is in the books.